Ontario's provincial advocate is calling for greater transparency when a child under the province's protection dies. Earlier this week, CBC News reported that 26 children in the care of social services in Newfoundland have died since 2009, and yet the children's advocate in that province only knew about six of them. Ontario's children's advocate, Erwin Elman, worries that the same issues are at play here. He says he's aware of 435 deaths of children connected to Ontario Child Protection between 2009 and 2012, but he has yet to receive up-to-date figures for 2013-2014. Erwin Elman is with me now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Disturbing numbers.
Yes.
Difficult to relay. And the question comes, why aren't we fully up to date with the number of children who have died under provincial care?
Well, it's not just the numbers, but I understand that the coroner reports those numbers as he tabulates them by the end of the year, and that is a process that he can speak to. And you know, I don't want to necessarily focus on numbers because it's about children, but let me say this about the numbers. Those numbers are... children who are, and I want to parse this, like they're children who are connected to care, could be living in their family, have had a open case, or they could be living in care. They're children who were known to Child Protection Services, even if the case is closed after 12 months, that those children are still supposed to be counted in that number. Some are medically fragile, some died of natural deaths. My understanding from the coroner is 50 to 70%. Are that. I don't know why it's 50 to 70%. He can speak to the context. I think he should talk about those numbers. The piece that concerns me is, you know, I get those numbers. I don't get the information about how those children at all. I don't get told or notified when a child dies. And without going further, too much further about numbers, let me say this. With all that parsing I just did, I get it, right? I'm not blaming the Children's Aid. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that every 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every 3 days, a child known to our state, we deemed in need of protection, dies. Every 3 days. I know, without knowing the details, we can do better than that. I know that these children were largely invisible to us, and they shouldn't be invisible once they die.
Why do we find ourselves in this position that a child dies every 3 days?
I don't know. And again, I don't want to focus on the numbers. What I do know is that it's really difficult. And this is, I firmly believe, as I hold this, it's really difficult to have a discussion about how we protect children and how we nurture and support families and children in their families in this province. I think those discussions are connected. I think we need to have an open, public, transparent discussion. I think the child protection system has been closed for since its inception, 100 years ago. It's time to open it up. I know the government has moved somewhat with the Accountability Act, and gladly they're talking about giving us some new investigatory powers. Mm-hmm. Finally. Hopefully that will mean, and we'll try and ensure it when the legislation is at committee, that it means we can get information about children who died.
Why is it closed? You use the word closed.
Yes.
Why would someone think that's necessary?
You know, I can speak in terms of context to my own office. You know, I'm the child advocate. My source for learning about when children in my mandate die, and nothing worse can happen to them, children in my mandate die, is the newspaper or the news. Just this morning, I follow CBC on Twitter, and I read this morning about a report by CBC in Hamilton of a 14-year-old foster child who was murdered. In Hamilton, a group of youth, apparently reading your report, comes to the foster parent's house, calls the children out, and the child is murdered. I read this morning. That's not how I should have a source of information about children in my mandate who die. It should be the other way around, shouldn't it? I should be reporting to you about children in my mandate. It's ridiculous. And every time I've asked, since I've come in to the office in 2007, since my office was created, I've asked government, Why is this? And there's never been an answer.
My question is, why isn't there a motivation to change that?
I'm hoping we're at the cusp of that now. It's taken some time. Whenever I raise the issue of child deaths, whenever I raise the issue of how do we protect children, the systems that are responsible almost become apoplectic because they become defensive. It is not time to worry about the systems, and in their sense, it is time to focus on the children. And if we can talk about the children, then I believe we've got a chance both of improving lives of all children in Ontario, but also opening up the system. And maybe the conversations will be hard, but the system itself, the children's aid system, all the other sectors that are part of it will be stronger and better served and more supported.
I guess a lot of these cases, and this is from my vantage point in the newsroom and as a journalist, end up sometimes as public inquests.
Yes.
But not always.
No. I mean, we've called, you know, I learn about a child who's died in the press, and if the child has been in my mandate, I call for an inquest, ask the coroner. I've asked for many inquests over the last even few months and have been denied. I've suggested that we should have an inquest into Randall Dooley. I've suggested learning about three deaths in 2011 where a four-year-old, an infant, and then a 10-year-old were all murdered in the space of months, known to child protection. I've said there should be inquests. I would say the 14-year-old that died, that I learned about today, there should be an inquest. How does this happen? Either the inquest doesn't happen or we wait. Like for Caitlin Sampson, there has been an inquest called. I thought it was supposed to be in the fall. That was what I was told. It's been delayed and the inquest doesn't happen. That's the tool we have, the only tool we have. Perhaps we can look at how we do child death reviews in this province so it's more transparent. But I also think about the children. You know, if you remember back, your listeners might remember a few months ago in Peel, there was a child who was found locked in his room for, I think, 2 years.
Yes.
So I asked for a briefing. The only amount of information I can get because of my act is what the newspapers received. But I think that deserves some scrutiny, too, because when the state becomes aware of children, that becomes all of our responsibility. That's we have an obligation, a special obligation to those children. And I think we need to open up the entire process. It's not just when children die. It's all children and how we protect them.
I feel like we've only been able to just scratch the surface, and we've run out of time. But I know we'll engage again in this discussion.
Thank you for having me. It's an important discussion.